From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton visited Chile today to express U.S. support for that country in the wake of Saturday's earthquake. NPR's Jason Beaubien reports from Santiago.
In a trip confined only to the airport in the capital, the Secretary of State met with both outgoing President Michelle Bachelet and incoming President Sebastián Piñera. Clinton pledged the U.S.'s full support to Chile as it copes with Saturday's powerful 8.8 earthquake. Hundreds of thousands of houses were damaged and parts of the country remain cut off. Clinton, who brought satellite phones for Chile on her plane, said the U.S. will be sending water purification units, field hospitals, and generators.
So we stand ready to offer what we've asked for now and to stay as your partner and your friend for the long term.
President Bachelet says Chile remains in a rescue and recovery phase, and it's too early to assess the full extent of the damage. Jason Beaubien, NPR News at the Santiago Airport.
President Obama now says he would be prepared to include some GOP proposals in his health care overhaul plan. The options would include expanded medical malpractice reform programs, increased payment to Medicaid providers, and trying to rid the system of waste and abuse. The announcement from the White House comes as Democrats prepare a final push to pass a health care overhaul bill without Republican support. Mr. Obama is expected to have more to say when he announces the plan's details tomorrow. Toyota sales fell nearly 9% last month because of bad publicity surrounding millions of recalls, and Ford edged out the perennial U.S. sales champ, General Motors. NPR's Frank Langford has details.
The car business is in flux. Look no further than February sales for evidence. Toyota saw year-on-year sales decline for the second month in a row. The drop came amid a rolling recall crisis involving runaway vehicles. Meanwhile, Ford, the only Detroit automaker not to go bankrupt last year, took the top spot in the U.S. market. Ford sales rose more than 40% from the same time last year. Analysts have given new Ford vehicles warm reviews, but much of the jump in sales last month was driven by fleet sales to companies such as rental car agencies. General Motors, which took more than $50 billion in last year's government bailout, is still trying to rebuild its reputation. GM sales were up nearly 12%. Frank Langfitt, NPR News, Washington.
In an environment where more and more customers are using the internet rather than sending a letter with a stamp, the U.S. Post Office is again contemplating raising rates and cutting back on service. In a speech today, Postmaster General John Potter says, among other things, the Post Office is considering eliminating Saturday mail delivery, restructuring retiree health benefits, and expanding efforts to sell stamps and provide other services online or at grocery stores. Stocks ended the trading day up slightly on encouraging news about mergers and acquisitions. Though investors pulled back near the close, the Dow was up just 2 points. The Nasdaq gained 7 points today. This is NPR. Guatemala's attorney general now says authorities are detaining the country's national police chief, as well as the nation's anti-drug czar, in connection with a case involving stolen drugs that led to the deaths of at least five police agents. Attorney General Amilcar Velasquez says that Police Chief Baltazar Gonzalez and anti-drug czar Nelly Bonilla, along with a third unidentified individual, are being held for their alleged involvement in connection with stolen cocaine. The five agents were killed in a gun battle last March. Texas voters are at the polls today to determine the state's midterm elections. Michael Olson from Austin, Texas, reports early voter turnout is higher than usual. It's the first time a sitting U.S. senator has come home to challenge a governor in a primary election.
Incumbent Governor Rick Perry is the longest-serving governor in the history of Texas. But two Republican women running against the governor say he doesn't deserve a third consecutive term. Texas Senior Senator Kay Bailey Hutchison has outspent Perry in the primary. The two have split the support of the Republican establishment. Tea Party activist and Wharton County Republican Party chairwoman Deborah Medina is also on the ballot. If no candidate receives a majority of the votes, the two top vote-getters will continue the contest in a runoff election. That's a prospect that makes state Republican leaders nervous. They fear a protracted and costly primary battle will benefit the Democrats, who haven't held the keys to the Texas governor's mansion since former President George W. Bush beat Ann Richards in 1994. For NPR News, I'm Michael Olson in Austin.
Crude oil prices were higher today. The near-month price for crude was up 98 cents a barrel to end the session at $79.68 a barrel on the New York Mercantile Exchange. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News, in Washington.